This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and on the program, we're going to be talking about an upcoming, spring craft show. And when we talk spring, everybody's like, oh, yes, let's talk about spring. This is going to be with the Tecumseh Parks and Rec for their spring craft show. And happy to have with me to tell us all about the upcoming show is Ashley Gomez-Carpenter, who is the organizer of the show. Ashley, welcome into the program.
Thank you very much. I'm excited to be here.
It's good to have you with us. When is the craft show going to be held?
So it is Saturday, March 15th. It'll start at 10 a.m. and shopping will end at 3 p.m. at the A.J. Smith Rec Center in Tecumseh.
Nice location to have that.
Yes, it is. We got two very large gyms, bathrooms. I mean, it's a beautiful place.
Exactly, yeah. Is there admission for the show?
So it'll be $2 per shopper.
Okay. Will strollers be allowed?
Yes, strollers, wheelchairs. We're open to everybody.
Okay, great, great. I understand that this is going to be one of the biggest shows you've had.
Yes, it is. We have been doing this for the past 10 years, and this year we're over 60 booths, 69 to be in total.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's great.
We're very excited. We're very excited.
Now, you started the registration for vendors when?
Back in December.
No kidding.
Yes. And by that end of January, we're booked. We were full.
Wow.
Yep. I have a wait list going on right now.
No kidding.
Yeah, for next year.
That's excellent. That's
yes,
excellent.
It is.
Yeah. Yeah, and that shows, I think, the how people are so expecting, and you know, and the reputation of the craft show there for the Tecumseh Parks and Rec.
Yes, I believe so. We have a lot of people that are returning from last year, so that's exciting.
Yeah.
We have Color Street that's going to be returning. That's very popular. Our new one is going to be Red Wolf Nutrition. They're out of Clinton, but they're going to be joining us this year, too.
So, I mean, with those 69, give us a kind of an idea of from one end to the other of the type of vendors that you'll be having this year.
So we have a wonderful mix. We have baked goods. There is jewelry, homemade blankets, woodwork. There's even a lot of bath soaps this year. I know, very popular.
Yeah.
If you're looking for Mother's Day, a gift, you're looking for Easter baskets, a gift, yeah, this is the place. You're going to find something unique, and there's something for everyone.
Now, you know, the thing is that, you know, with the soaps, too, you know, that is really hot right now.
Yes, it is.
You know, a lot of people are looking for those, and especially those that are homemade, too.
Yeah, yeah. You get a lot of organic product, and I think that's what a lot of people are looking for.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, that's with a lot of the different vendors, too, that you'll have. A lot of them are all homemade type items, too, right?
Yes. Most everybody is homemade. Our direct vendors are going to be like Red Roof Nutrition, Pampered Chef, Color Street. Those will be our more direct sellers.
Okay. Now, you've got two gyms that are going to be filled, right?
Yes, two gyms. And the Girl Scouts will be out front in our lobby area. So that gives us two gyms and the lobby.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
That's great.
Yes.
Now, the nice thing about this is that not only you as being the organizer for this, but the Parks and Rec staff really pitch in with this show too, don't they?
Yes, they do. So the whole event is put on by the Parks and Rec staff. We start in November, December, getting ready to start opening up for our vendors. When we close that, there's a whole process of making sure the gyms are equally balanced with vendors so you don't get all crocheted in one and nothing in the other.
Ah.
The day of the event, we are setting up, 2 days before it starts. We're setting up, laying out floors. We're blocking off spots for the booths. The day of the event, we're checking in vendors, getting everyone set up. We are even running our own shuttle for vendors that we have our whole parking lot available for just shoppers.
You know, and that's a nice thing, too, because you've got a nice, great big parking lot there at the A.J. Smith Center.
Yes, we can fit about 300 cars. So we're looking to see about 400 to 600 people just that day.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, that's going to be just throughout the day.
Yep, just throughout the day. And it's from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Yeah. You know, and this has got to be a lot of work, but it's a lot of fun to be able to put something like this together and be able to get the amount of vendors that you were able to get this year.
It is a lot of work. We put out flyers on our downtown of Chicago Boulevard. We even did Facebook posting, social media posting. We put out in the Herald, the Homefront, just to try to get in everybody.
Yeah.
But like I said, over 30, we're just returning vendors.
That's awesome. I mean, that's like half.
Yeah, it is.
About half of the vendors that you've got that will be showing up, too.
Yeah, so if there was something you had your eye on last year, you're probably definitely be able to get it this year.
Or you know, like, I've got this last year. I hope they're going to be there this year. Yeah, more than likely.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. You know, is there something that you'd like to also kind of mention about one of the vendors that are going to be there that might be of an interest to people coming?
So, you know, there are these crocheted buddies. They're like little plushes. I have a couple of booths that we're going to have those. And they were very popular last year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they come in super small sizes, like 3-4 inches, and they go big, almost like a further than a foot. Like,
no kidding.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, the kids loved it. The adults loved it. That was a huge hit last year.
Yeah, I bet. Talking about, you know, Easter.
Yeah,
gifts
definitely
to, you know,
for Easter.
Yeah.
That's perfect for the basket.
Oh, yeah, definitely, yeah. You know, the thing is that there are so many great vendors that we have here in Lenawee County, obviously.
Yes.
From what you've been able to, you know, sign up for the show, that it's a really nice cross-section of what we have here in Lenawee County.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I even have a booth that's doing engraving. So if you have something that you want engraved, I would definitely bring it. He is our first time here with us, so we're excited to have him as well.
That's wonderful. That's a great idea.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking, too. I was like, this is something new. I will take it. Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. And what a great idea. I mean, the opportunities that brings up for people to have something engraved.
Yes. I believe there's also a 3D printer. So they'll be selling 3D items that they have printed and customized.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. This is going to be exciting.
Yes, it is. I'm very over the moon about it.
Well, I don't blame you, Ashley, because of the fact that you have got a lot of great vendors that will be coming. And this is also going to be just a great way to be able to come out, you know, help celebrate the arrival of spring, knock on wood,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes.
So anything else about the show that we should know about?
Just, I would get there early. I mean, parking's going to be tight, but get there early, get ready to shop, find something unique, and we're ready for you.
Great. All right, the Tecumseh Parks and Rec Spring Craft Show going to be when and where?
It is Saturday, March 15th at the A.J. Smith Rec Center in Tecumseh.
And it's going to be from
10 a.m. to 3 p.m.
So you have plenty of time to shop, but don't delay, right?
No, don't delay. Don't wait till the last minute.
Yeah. What you may want to get may be gone by the time you get there, too.
Yeah,
so, yeah.
Definitely.
But you still have plenty of time to be able to visit and to enjoy the Spring Craft Show. And the admission for the show is
$2 per shopper.
Per shopper.
Yep, okay. Per shopper.
So does that mean adults and children?
Nope. Just the adults are looking to shop.
Okay, great. All right. Great work for you and your staff putting this together, Ashley.
Thank you. Thank you. My director always says there's a lot of 80-20. You know, the public sees a 20. We put in the 80, and it's been a lot of 80.
Well, let's go on the show because you're going to have another great show, another fantastic show this year. So, Ashley Gomez-Carpenter, the show organizer, thank you so much for being on the program.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm glad to be here.
This has been Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gardner. We'll talk to you again soon.